Well, the first WASDE report of 2017 came out, and Kim, what did you find in the report?
Well, if you look at the wheat numbers, the 2017 wheat, 1,820,000,000 bushels. Remember, we had 2.31 billion bushels last year. You look at the world, and that's good for the U.S. Mm-hmm. to be down that much, but if you look at the world, it's 27.1 billion bushels compared to 27.7 last year, which was a record. Goes back to the record that was set in 15 at 27.1. I think there is good news that there was lower production in the United States, in Russia, Canada, Australia. Those are all hard red winter wheat and competing countries. And so, you know, I think it's looking good there on the production side.
Now, as we scale that down to a local level, how do Oklahoma numbers look?
Well, if you look at the Oklahoma production numbers, it came in at 89.1 million bushels. You know, the wheat tour had that at 100 million. So we'll see how that holds. Is 136.5 million bushels last year. If you look at hard red winter wheat, you know, I've been talking about 800 or less. It came in at 737 million bushels, 1.1 billion bushels, just less than that last year. All winter wheat, 1.25 billion bushels. Last year was 1.67 billion bushels. So the U.S. numbers and Australia, Russia, and those are moving in the right direction.
Let's talk about the ending stocks, because, I mean, that's what it's really all about.
You bet. You look at the ending stocks for the United States. Again, good news with the lower production, 914 million bushels, down from 1.16 billion. But the world ending stocks, they're looking at them because of the big increase in beginning stocks, or this year's ending stocks, 9.5 billion bushels, up from 9.4. And you know, world stocks trump U.S. stocks. And so we should have some positive price increase, but it'll be limited by those world stocks.
So we're kind of in a big hole when it comes to stocks. How long is it going to take us to get out of this hole?
Well, the general consensus is it's going to take about 2 years. Now, I think this is a good start. We had lower planted acres than the United States, Russia, Canada, Australia, and other countries. So we had less planted acres. We've had record production. We're looking at, slightly above average yields this year. So we're moving in the direction. But general consensus is it's going to take 2 years, which we'll have to get into the 18-19 marketing year to get really good prices.
Okay. Thank you much, Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.